PWDA News, March 2020, Issue 2. A message from the President. These are uncertain times for people with disability. We've all had our lives and routines disrupted, some of us significantly, and I want to acknowledge how hard it is to wait for other people to make decisions that materially affect your well-being. I want to assure you that PWDA is doing everything we can to advocate for the needs and rights of people with disability at the highest levels. We hear and share your concerns and your sense of urgency in this crisis. People with disability know better than anyone how interdependent we all are. We know that the only way to get through this is together as a community, and that's exactly what we're going to do. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. We've been hard at work responding to the novel coronavirus outbreak on all fronts, from our individual advocates to our policy team. We are keeping up pressure on the government to include people with disability in their responses to the crisis, as well as trying to make sure relevant and up-to-date information is available for everyone. Our website continues to be updated with links to accessible resources and disability-related info. We've also uploaded the full list of measures we and our fellow disability peak bodies are now calling for to protect and support people with disability in this emergency. This is not an exhaustive list of things people with disability need, it's just the start. Please feel free to give us feedback for our ongoing discussions as the situation continues to evolve. Service update. We're making some temporary changes to PWDA's advocacy services. We know that this is a difficult and scary time for many of us, and we are here to help with information and support. We are updating our website and our advocates can assist you. However, due to the current COVID-19 public health emergency, PWDA will be moving all staff to work from home. Our office will be closed from Monday, and all our advocates will no longer be available for face-to-face support, but they can help over the phone or by email. Please continue to call our Wayfinder Hub on 1-800-843-929 or email info@wayfinderhub.com.au. Disability RC Spotlight. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability has suspended public hearings due to concerns about the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus. That means the next three hearings, which were scheduled for March, April, and May, have been postponed, and all community events cancelled, as well as face-to-face private submissions. You can still make a submission to the Royal Commission by phone, in writing, or using an audio or video recording. You can read their media release about this on their website. Have your say. The Joint Standing Committee on the National Disability Insurance Scheme wants to hear about the NDIS workforce from workers, including workers with disability, and participants. You can make a submission until 16th of April. Find out more on the Australian Parliament website. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. Midsummer Pathways is a 9-month mentorship program for LGBTQIA+ artists with disability. The Pathways program provides a queer context for up to 10 LGBTQIA+ participants with disability to develop their artistic practices. It includes access to professional mentoring, group workshops, and contact with arts industry representatives that build participants' capacity. Applications close Friday, 1st of May 2020. Find out more on their website. The Commonwealth Scholarship Program for Young Australians is open for applications from people aged 15 to 24 with priority given to specific groups, including people with disability. You can get up to $5,000 a year in study assistance for a full-time or part-time VET course, plus a paid internship. Find out more from Busy at Work. The Australian Disability and Indigenous Peoples Education Fund is open for applications. They distribute small 6-monthly grants of up to $2,500 to assist people with disability to continue their learning. The next deadline is 31st of March. Find out more on their website. Community announcements. Our friends at WIDA have launched Our Place, a resource made by and for women and girls 15 plus with disability. There's lots of information about rights, opportunities and choices, plus real stories of women with disability from around Australia. Latest disability news. From ABC News, the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak leaves people with disabilities among the most at risk. From The Guardian, Coles and Woolworths urged to expand services to people with disabilities during coronavirus crisis. From ABC News again, chronic pain patients located far from city specialists left in the lurch by opioid crackdown. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. Thanks for listening. We are as always, online. Our website is pwd.org.au. Our Twitter handle is pwdaustralia. Our Facebook handle is pwd.australia. And our Instagram handle is also pwdaustralia.